Summer school will go on at USD 49. Carrie Peterson, director of the Learning Center, stumps by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. You've got some exciting stuff coming up. We got a couple things we want to hit on today. The first one maybe isn't so exciting for some students, but summer school, that's still going to happen, right? But it's going to be a little bit different this year?
That's right. It is to happen. It will be virtual, actually, just virtual. No, we won't have students on campus this year. So that puts a little bit of a different twist into it. But so far, that's also allowing us to enroll a few students earlier than we normally would, so they could go ahead and get started on some of their credit recovery classes. And I'm talking about students from Hayes High. So it's, in a sense, it's kind of a good thing, too.
Okay. So what does virtual look like there? Is it similar to what they're doing currently in the high school?
As far as the courses go?
Yeah.
Well, basically, it's a little bit different. Well, it's a lot different when you're not actually on campus and you don't have a teacher present right there. But with the program that we utilize, Edgenuity, it is set up so that there's basically a teacher who is teaching through video, and the students in summer school, it's credit retrieval, so it should be a subject that they've already had previously and just not passed the course. So that makes it a little bit easier when you're doing it virtually, because you should know a lot of the content.
Mm. So this is more of a, and I don't know if this distinction will make sense, but rather than an online course, it's a virtual course where this teacher's still teaching and interacting with them. It's just going online instead of being in person.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So what are the challenges there? What, you know, when you're doing that, how hard is it to, you know, do the lessons like you would normally?
Well, I think the biggest complaint would be that it becomes kind of monotonous there, because you are one person zoning into basically your computer screen for the class to be delivered virtually. A lot of our students do really well with it, and some students honestly don't like it. It's not at all like it is if you're in a traditional classroom. So it kind of depends on the student, too. With the credit retrieval classes that we offer, they are basically a shortened and condensed version of the course that they would have taken on an actual campus. So, and then it's, I think it just sort of depends on the student. A lot of them do really well. Some students really just, you know, getting into the virtual idea of class is not an easy concept for them. So it really does depend on the student.
Okay. So, if a student is enrolled in one of these summer courses, is there anything they need to be doing right now, or is that kind of all set and ready to go?
Well, what they should be doing is they should know where, as far as where they're at in a class, particularly with our Hayes High kiddos, they should be talking to their counselor if they're worried at all about the potential of not passing a specific course. And a lot of the counselors have already had discussions with us about students that they have on their radar that will possibly need to take some credit retrieval classes. So the number one thing I would say is to make sure that you are communicating with your counselor at your high school.
Okay. And do you guys down there, do you offer like tutoring services as well, or is it just the coursework?
Basically, it's the coursework. During the summertime, we do employ a couple of teachers from Hayes High, a math teacher and an English instructor too, to help students. It'll be a little bit different this year since we are not on campus and that teacher isn't right there physically with the students, but they'll still have access to those teachers.
Okay.
And so that helps as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's all virtual too, early.
Right.
Because at this point, I don't think, when it's coming out, I believe later on today, the reopening plan, or at least an outline for one. But as of right now, everything is, for the district, shut down for the summer, right?
Right. So school isn't closed, but buildings are closed.
Right.
Which makes not easy for us to access students and for them to access us. But the goal is just for us to be able to assist these students in getting these credits captured so that they can take them with them into the next school year. And it might be for a few seniors who are just needing that last half credit to be able to be considered a graduate.
And normally, I think, isn't a function of that typically giving them the ability to, you know, as they say, walk with the class? Although this year,
yes.
I don't think there's any. I take that back. I think the district.
They have a tentative date set. Yes, they do. So that would be really nice for them. And I'm just really happy to hear that it'll be, you know, before they roll into any post-secondary plans that they might have. And they kind of start adulting. So that'll be nice for those students.
Oh, for sure. Which, you know, that kind of leads right into the next thing we wanted to talk about, which is graduations. You're kind of preparing for that as well, right?
Yes, we have several students of our own who are completing their credits and getting ready to become graduates and move on to post-secondary education and life in general. So that's pretty exciting. This time of year, it's always exciting. It's harder when they're not on campus because you don't get to necessarily share that joy with them that they've reached a milestone that's really important in their lives. So I've been working at just communicating with kids in a lot of other ways. And so far it's been good. It's still not the same as having them physically present here, but you know, we do what we can with what we have.
Oh, for sure. You know, in general, how are your students kind of adapting to that? Are they handling it well? Or are you seeing some struggles?
Well, our students are used to the virtual delivery of courses. So the majority of our Learning Center students are doing fine. Of course, you always have the ones that you know you really don't need to worry about at all. They're going to do everything they need to do because they are ready to progress onto that next level. And the other students, most of our students are communicating with us pretty well right now. So I'm really pleased about that. That was something I was worried about. And in all honesty, I think it's been nice to have more parent communication, which has been occurring because the students aren't on campus with us every day. So so I think that's a plus in all of this. If there's a plus, that would be one for us.
Yeah, I like that. Because, I mean, parents really are instrumental, I think, in any sort of K-12 education. But in this particular situation, they're probably, you know, driving a lot of the, not educational portion, what am I trying to say here? Like the attitude of keep it going and you know, staying positive.
That's right. And basically, you know, it's everybody went from, you know, within your whole family dynamic, you know, mom and dad go to work, students go to school, and now everybody's been home together trying to make sense of everything for the last little while. And it's interesting. So now parents are really aware of what their students are and are not doing, which might be why there's been a lot more communication, which I'm really happy to see. That's been a good thing for us.